good morning and a good moyed. We'd like to go over some of the basic halachas of Sfiras HaOmer. Midoraisa, there's a mitzvah to count from Pesach until Shavuos. The Torah ties this into the mitzvah of Hakrovas HaOmer. They would bring a korban called the HaOmer on the second day of Pesach. And starting from the night of the second day of Pesach, they would count for 7 weeks, 49 days. And the day afterwards, the 50th day, is the Yom Tov of Shavuos. According to Moshe Rishonim, now that we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, we're not bringing the Korban HaOmer. The mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is only made Rabbanon and Zeichah HaMikdash, and that's one of the reasons why we have a custom, which is mentioned in the Rishonim already, that immediately after we count the HaOmer, we have a tefillah that the person should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and we should be able to, therefore, bring the Korbanos, specifically the Korban HaOmer, and this mitzvah on a deraisa level, rather than just a derabanan level. The Torah talks about the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, and it says it should be Shabbos, Shabbos, so to be mois. So we understand that in multiple ways. One is that a person should count the days completely, which means that a person should count at the beginning of the day and declare this day is whatever day it is. It's the first day of the HaOmer, the seventh day of the HaOmer, which is 1 week. And it should be done at the beginning of the day. If a person waits till the morning to count, he has not counted a complete day. Some understand, however, Tamimus is not talking about the idea that you have to count the complete day, but rather that you have to make sure that you count every day. So it should be make sure that if a person misses a day, he's lacking in his counting. So the halacha, we say in a situation where a person missed the night and he only came to the morning to count, so he's lacking in Tamimus of that day, so he counts, but without a bracha. If a person missed a day in the count, so according to some opinions, that's a problem, because it's not to be missed. According to some opinion, to miss means to count each day totally, but the fact that you miss a day is not a problem. So he would be able to count that day, the next day, which after he missed, the day after he missed, with a bracha. But we take both opinions into consideration, and we say that he counts, but without a bracha. So a person preferably should count towards the beginning of the evening, as opposed to later on. The person has a minyan kavua. We should zeichah to have a minyan. The person has a minyan kavua. So a person is allowed to wait till the minyan to count afterwards. We have a rule of Torah b'shenu Torah kaidem. So he will daven Maariv before he will count Sfira. But immediately after Maariv, he's supposed to count Sfira. And that's why the minyan is immediately after Shemoneh Esrei for Ashkenazim, is to count Sfira and not push it off anymore. Sfira, since Sfira's Bezman is at the Rabbanon, so Ben Hashmoshes is a Safek Laila, so Safek the Rabbanon, he can count Ben Hashmoshes if he needs to. So if he's with a Tzibur, which is counting, and he's afraid he might forget to count later on, he's allowed to be Samech to count during Ben Hashmoshes. In a situation where person does not have a minion, person preferably should not count in Hashmoshes. He should wait till nighttime before he counts to feel confident that he's counting when it's already the true night. That being said, since it's the Rabbanon, he can calculate Tetzah Kechavim with one of the more lenient calculations in order to do that. If a person, but again, the order should be Maariv and then Sfiras HaOmer. You should Kriya Shema and Maariv before Sfiras HaOmer. The person forgot to count, so the rest of the days of the counting, he counts without a bracha. If a person did not count by night, he counts the following morning. If a person forgot to count by night and he counted the next by morning and he wants to come to the next night to count, so we say, well, according to one opinion, Each day, the main thing should be tmimis. So, but each day, one day does not affect the other. She's able to count with a bracha. According to the opinion that you have to count all the days, and tmimis is not describing how you, when you count in the day, so you counted the day. So we have an argument of a mamon of shach that he would be able to count the next night with a bracha. So a person misses one day to count, misses a night to count by night, but he counts the next day. So the following evening, he's able to count with a bracha. A person should know before he starts counting what number he's counting. Like any time a person does a mitzvah, he should be able to make the bracha and then do the mitzvah immediately. So a person should know what he's being mevorach about. So over here, the same way I need to have a lulav in front of me when I make the bracha on lulav, over here I need to have the counting ready to go when I make the bracha. The person forgot to make the bracha, but he counted, then he's still yotzei to the mitzvah. That means a person would count without, he would say out the day before he makes the bracha, he'd be yotzei, and he cannot make a bracha anymore because he already did the mitzvah. So a person says to somebody, you know, tonight is the third night of the Omer. He says, oh, I didn't count yet. I just said tonight is the third night of the Omer. Now, it has to be an act of counting. So he says, tonight is three. That's three what? He says, third night. Doesn't say tonight is. So that's not called counting. It's the person will be able to count afterwards with a bracha. We count days and we count weeks, as written in the Siddur. The issue of Lo Omer and Bo Omer, person should follow their minig. And those are some of the basic halachas of Sfiras Omer. Again, obviously everything has more details. But meanwhile, we should be zoicha to have a good moed and a good yor. And we should be zoicha to count the mitzvah of Omer, midoraisa, this year and years to come.